12 and verse 14. And we'll leave the rest unto the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, continue to go before us. Continue. God, be our strength today. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Reads like this: follow peace with all men, and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. And I ask you to turn your Bibles also to the book of Romans. Glory to God. Chapter 12 and verse 19. Chapter 12 and verse 18. I'm meant to say Romans chapter 11, verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lie within you, live peacefully with all men. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we go way back there near Proverbs. Amen. Glory to God. To you all that's in the paper Bibles. Amen. It's next to Proverbs. Amen. Chapter 5 and verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read the next two verses. It wasn't included, but I feel like the Lord want me to read that too. Verse 3. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I don't know what all the Lord would give us to say concerning this message, but we just trust in the lead of his guidance of him. Amen. Our topic today is follow peace with all men. Follow peace, amen, with all men. Amen. Amen. That means go after peace. That means let peace go before you. Let peace be before you in all things and go after peace. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Follow peace with all men. Without holiness, no man can see the Lord. Amen. Glory. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Amen. You can't follow peace with all men without being holy. You got to be holy, you got to be right, and you got to be clean. Amen. Glory to God. When you're walking in the Spirit, the Lord would lead you and guide you and cause you to go after peace. Amen. You'll follow peace. When you see confusion, you don't follow confusion. You follow peace. You follow peace. Glory to God. And even sometimes when you don't even visually can't see it on the outward, you follow what the peace that you feel in your soul. If something don't feel right, you leave it alone. You don't go that direction. You follow what the peace that you feel on the inside. Amen. Glory to God. Follow peace with all men and holiness, which out no man can see the Lord. The Lord said, without being peace, having peace in your heart and soul, and without being holy, you won't see God's face in peace. Amen. We got to be holy and we got to be right. And holiness is not just a dress code only. I do believe that you should have some discretion about what you wear, but I'm not preaching about what we wear today. We're preaching about being holy, for he is holy. Amen. The Holy Ghost will lead and guide you how to wear your attire. Amen. It's this holy, being holy on the inside, being like him. There's no other holy but the Lord. God is the only holy one. Amen. He's the holy one. We're not holy without him. Amen. We're some of everything else without him. Glory to God is what makes us holy. I don't care how long you've been walking with the Lord. You're not holy as you think you are unless God is really working in you. You got to let him work. How many know you got to let him work? You point to yourself and say, I got to let him work. I got to let him work. Glory to God. You got to know when he's working and when your flesh is working. Amen. You got to let the Holy Ghost work. Glory to God. You don't have to always go out and take a drink. You don't always have to go out and take a smoke. You don't always have to commit other kind of sins. Amen. You can have bad disposition, bad attitude. Glory to God. Bad behavior, bad mannerism. Glory to God. And that's not holy. Glory to God. You got to be ye holy as God said. You have to shed this. We got to shed this flesh every day. Shed the flesh. Glory to God. Somebody say, how do I shed the flesh? How can a young man, how can it grow that any of us cleanse our ways by taking heed to the word of God? If you don't read the word of God, digest the word of God, and do the word of God, you're going to be filthy. I'm going to be filthy. Glory to God. You can't just read this word. You got to walk this word out. Glory to God. They that bear the vessel of the Lord must be clean. That's why the world is being polluted, because the people that's called themselves preaching, they're polluted. It starts from the pulpit. Defiled, polluted, glory to God, holy word coming through polluted vessels and polluting the people. Somebody ought to give God the praise. Holy, but Lord, he was talking about holiness back then when Moses and them was here. And he's still the same God. He's never changed. And he still said, be ye holy. Some people say, we don't need that today. We need to get in a new generation. Well, you go right ahead. I'm going to keep my holiness. Hallelujah. Because when I need a move of God, hallelujah, I can expect a move of God if I keep clean. Because he said, if I abide in him and his words abide in me, I can ask what I will and it shall be done. I don't have to figure it out. And God will let yourself know some things before it happens. God will give you confidence that everything will be all right. And this is the confidence that we have in him if we believe in him. If we believe that he is and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, this is a confidence. You don't have confidence when you don't live right. You don't have confidence when you don't walk right. You don't have confidence in God when you're not doing what he say do. But when you do what the Lord say do, this is the confidence that you have in him. That you can ask anything according to his will and it shall be done. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Glory to God. See, y'all got to leave space for the preacher. They say, she won't tire out, or they won't tire out, that they can be able to deliver God's word. It got to come alive in the place. Somebody give God a praise. Because the word is important. Glory to God. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Come on and praise him in here. Follow peace with all men. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord. You won't see it, you'll see, but you won't see his face in peace. You don't want to see God and you'll not see him in peace. You want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You don't want him to say, depart and go on the other side. Somebody ought to give God the prayer. Every time we're longer, every time we're here, every day God lets us be here, you ought to thank God that he has given you another chance to live right, to get it right. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They used to have a saying sometimes. They say, why do people, there's these good people, hallelujah, they're so sweet and so kind. Why did the Lord take them? Why did he take them? Because they were ready. They were ready to be picked and ready to be taken. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why are the bad ones here? Because God trying to give them a chance that they won't go to hell. Because it's not the will of God that no man perish, but all come to repentance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to every time we wake up and we see another day, I don't care what condition that we're in, we ought to thank the Lord that he gave us another chance. We ought to thank the Lord that we have not gone out here to eternity and be lost if our soul's not right. Somebody ought to give God a praise. But the Bible said to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody, we don't want to get into all that, but somebody give him a praise. Somebody say, what that got to do with following peace with all men? Everything. Everything. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Follow peace with, glory to God, all men. Amen. As much as lie within you. Glory to God. Another scripture say in Romans, if it be possible, as much as lie within you, live peacefully with all men. But we realize sometimes some people are this hard to get along with. And the people that's hard to get along, it's said as much as possible. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. If they're hard to get along with, leave them alone. Be peaceful as much as you can and depart from them. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no peace, saith the Lord, for the wicked. There's no peace in this world without God. You can look around, and I can look around. You can look at your TV. You can look at all the media. There's nothing but trouble on everything. They don't bring nothing good across TV. They don't bring nothing across the air anymore. It's nothing but bad things. When you lay down, somebody, Hollywood, should have been asleep up and down the street, then kill somebody. It's always trouble. Amen. He said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. He said, but in me, you will have peace. And the Lord said, I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed upon me. Amen. If you don't keep your mind on the Lord, you will not have peace. I say, because it said, he said, I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed upon me. So that means if you take your mind off the Lord and just keep your mind off the Lord, you're not going to have peace. You're going to have war. And the war is going to be in your mind. The battle, that's the battlefield. If you win that, you'll win a lot of other stuff. You got to win that battle in your mind. And the Bible said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Glory to God, but against principalities. You're wrestling against demons. Do you know you're wrestling against demons? I'm wrestling against demons. You cannot overcome a demon or none of that, but through the power of the Holy Ghost. The devil don't recognize you saying quit. And some of us, we do little prayers talking about, we pray a little bit. You got to get, wrestling. Why do they have to get so loud? Sometimes you got to raise your voice to let the devil know you're not playing. All the little Mimi prayers, and that's why you look like every time we pray, you know, some we pray for, and I say, you can't hold up and hear what we say and go over there. Whatever we pray about, it stays the same way. Sometimes I'm a whole shot. Sometimes you got to take a thought. You got to get aggressive. If that was a rattlesnake, or if that was something coming, amen, to the body, I'm sure you want to say, oh, you're going to take something and try to knock it out. When you take the Holy Ghost, you raise your voice. Ain't nothing wrong with raising your voice. Let the devil know that you're alive. Let him know you ain't dead. Somebody give God a praise. And that's what you have to do in the house of God. You get to let the Lord know, I come to praise the Lord. I don't care what condition I am. I don't care what I'm going through. I come to praise the Lord. This is what people have not learned to do for years. They make two moves and I don't feel like I got a headache. You brought the headache to church and you're going to take it back home. I'm used to when I was back in the day, I would have, if I was sick, I left, I will. That's what I was familiar with. I believe in the same Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. But all this stuff, we just walk around like we got a backpack on our back, pack full of devil demons and that spirits and sickness and disease. I'm sick of all of it. I tell you. I said I'm a host. I said I'm tired and sick of it. The Lord, you know what? You got to get somewhere in prayer and seek the Lord. Glory to God. And for God to remind you, hey, you don't have to be like this. Everybody's accepting everything. The whole world got this. And the whole world got that. And you keep listening to, well, you won't move. If I was listening to the, amen, the devil and everything, you know, let me tell you, you got some arthritis in your leg, I'd be sitting down moving. I can't, you know what? I don't want the Lord to take me, but I don't want to live down here like that. Where I'm not able to do nothing. I'm going to fight. Through whatever I have to go through, God will give you management. He'll give you something that the doctor can't give you and show you how to get through here. But you got to come alive. Yes, Lord. A closed mouth, you will never get your delivery. A closed on praising God, that is one of your weapons that you will come through with. It's your praise. Yes. You have to praise the Lord. Yes. Someone said, I'm getting all off the message because that's what's needed to be in here today. Looking for somebody to do this. Glory to God. Hamdallah Bahaya. You know what? You can get your biggest miracle over. That's by praising the Lord. Yes, you can. Glory to God. Or you can go back home the way you felt. Uh-huh. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody said, you just don't know how bad I feel. Amen. You got here, didn't you? Uh-huh. Glory to God. If you drove yourself here, or if you flew here, or however you got here, you got here. Glory to God. So since somebody said, since I'm here, I'm going to praise the Lord. Y'all don't want me preaching like this. Y'all ain't come alive up in here. Glory to God. I can't die to death with you. I'm not going to die to death with you. I must move on. If I don't move on, there's no need for me to try myself. Preach nothing. You ain't going to have nothing to preach. Can't let the devil snatch everything away from you. You got the word in you. You got to take it. Lord, expect you to take authority over the devil and everything that he's throwing at you. Come alive. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. I guarantee if God gave you a miracle, well, you'll knock all these chairs down in here. Glory to God. If you didn't, you ain't made you something wrong with you. I'm just a quiet, reserved person. Glory to God. God give you a miracle. I guarantee you won't be quiet unless something wrong with your mind. Somebody shout, Jesus! Y'all better come alive in here. Glory to God. Glory to God. I got to preach like I'm preaching to people, not the walls and chairs. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. If it's possible, as much as lie within you, live peacefully with all men. Now we realize everybody's not going to be peaceful with you. So like I said, cut them short. Go the opposite way. Get away from them. But you be at peace with them. They may be at war with you on this side, but you be at peace with them. But you don't have to be a rogue for nobody. You don't have to prove no points to nobody and let nobody walk over you. But you keep yourself out of confusion. Come on, sis, give God a praise. Glory to God. Come on, give him praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it says in Ecclesiastes, it says chapter 5 and verse 2, say, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. Be not rash. Don't act quick, fast, and we talk too much. We talk too much. We know about today. We know about tomorrow. God trying to tell us something. We tell him, I already know it. I know. You don't know nothing. I don't know nothing without God's help. Somebody say, did you say that? Yes, I did. I didn't stutter. We don't know nothing without God's help. We know how it's going to end. We know how it's going to begin. Amen. Why come we not God? It's just not so. Be not hasty with your mouth. Amen. That's foolish. To be hasty means to be acting speedily, to be quick, begin to speak before you think. Do not be hasty with your mouth. The Bible tells us, say, be slow to speak. Be swift to hear. Uh-huh. And that's the first thing, because we need to hear what's being said. Amen. We need to be open to what's being said. And we need to examine what's being said. Amen. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to respond, slow to get anger. Do we all, are we always like that? No, we're not. I can't say that I'm like that. I have to catch myself. We have to catch ourselves. That's the way God wants us to be. That will help you to follow peace. That will help you to be peaceful yourself and follow peace. Amen. This world, the whole world talking about, I'm quit. I'm out of here. Everybody's saying that today. So there ain't nothing new. You look at them too hard. I'm done. I'm out of here. And they might take a gun out and shoot you, anything. This is the hype world that we living in. Amen. Amen. And say, be not rash with thy mouth. Rash means to hurry, acting speedily, quickly, quick. And let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. We don't just talk crazy and do a lot of foolish talking and chatter, amen, in front of the Lord. We need to have reference God, respect God is listening to my conversation. I'm not doing all that talking. Glory to God. And let not thy heart be hasty in uttering anything before God. For God is in heaven and thou art upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Amen. We got to let our words be few. A wise person don't do much talking anyway. A person that do a whole lot of talking and babbling and chatter is foolish. They don't even know what they're saying. They're talking too much. Amen. And running their mouth too much. Glory to God. How can you learn anything when you're talking so much? You run your mouth all the time. How can you learn anything when you're babbling all the time? A lot of chatter, a lot of confusion. That's what's on the internet. A lot of confusion. They talk. This preacher talking about that preacher. This person talking about that person. Everybody's talking about one another. A bunch of junk. No edification. You get very few people that's talking edification. Most of it is a bunch of junk and make you sick. It's this world is messy, and glory to God, and people are messy. But you go to God, you're not going to go to, when you go really go to God and see God, God's, you ain't going to find none of that. God, even when he speaks to you, he don't speak to you a whole lot of sentence, about 4 or 5 paragraphs at one time. God's words are few, and they're clear. All these people say, the Lord said this, the Lord said, stop lying on the Lord. The Lord don't do that much talking. Because he don't need to prove a point. If he speaks to you once a day, he mean what he says. It's going to be clear to what he said, too. Is that going to be to you? God don't do all that talking. And he wants us to be the same. Let your words be few. That's right. Follow peace. Amen. You can't follow peace without holiness, though. You have to be holy on the inside to follow peace. Because it's not in your nature and it's not in your DNA, neither is in mine to be peaceful. We fuss at ourselves. We walk around the house murmuring and complaining. We fuss underneath our breath. We say things about people under our breath. We ain't never at peace. Somebody have to give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You might not tell me. They say, they look at you, you say, and you too. And so on, so on, so on, and so on, so on, so on, and you too. And you might not even say a word, but inside you fussing. And I hope you're not cussing. I'm talking about the people of God. This gospel, word of God, must be preached until the whole world, then the end shall come. So we're not trying to save the world before we need to be saved. We need to get right. Hallelujah, to get right, church, and go home. And the church is not right. The church, glory to God, is sloppy, it's messy. The church world is sloppy and messy. Anything goes in there. Glory to God, it's dirty in there. Seal of a whole shire. Somebody give God. I say it's dirty in the churches today. How does somebody say, well, my church is clean. I'm talking about it in the spirit. It's dirty. From the pulpit to the back door. Dirty.
Come on now.
Glory of a whole shire. That's why there's no move of God in these places.
Uh-huh.
And then the smaller place, they struggle. Glory to God, trying to do the will of God. Glory to God. That's because you go to church. That don't make you be saved. That's because you go to church. That don't make you right.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
I tell you, you can get a sinner off the street. They never know nothing about God and make them the best saint there is.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. Some of these saints, they can't be found having their own righteousness. They think because I've been saved or in the way so long that this is the way it goes. Lord God, we need to come alive.
Yes.
We need a move of God. People scared to preach the word. They scared to, you know, sometimes, glory to God, you got to really realize, like, yeah, I'm through preaching and going to bed. And yeah, right. Glory to God. Glory to God. You got to understand where God brought you from.
Uh-huh.
If he didn't bring you from nothing, then, you know, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Glory to God. But I know where God brought me from. I remember I used to be on the dance floor. I remember, glory to God, when I used to smoke some type of old-fashioned herb. You know, I remember all that stuff. But I don't do that stuff no more. I've been born again and I've been changed. And I'm not ashamed. So many people, God, they haven't came from nothing. So glory to God, nothing leaves nothing. When you realize what God has brought you from, you don't want to go back to that mess unless something wrong with you.
Yeah.
A little leaven the whole lump. Some things are not a sin. I told somebody the other day, so somebody say, well, you wear this or wear that. I'm not. Some of these things are not a sin, but they can lead you to another path. I feel like you ought to stay the way God saved you. Glory to God. You start dipping it down, amen, you're going to convert into something else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil deceive you. You ought to feel the presence of God sometime. You ought to feel his spirit sometime. You say you're saved and you never feel the spirit of God. You've been saved 40 years and you never feel the presence of God. Are you ashamed to speak in tongues? This generation, they've been saved probably about 40 years and they scared to speak in tongues. Somebody done lost something in a whole shire. Somebody give God a praise. When the Lord saved me, glory to God, I went down in the name of Jesus and I came up and I began to speak in tongues with the Holy Ghost, and glory to God, I haven't lost my tongues. Head of a whole shire. You're gonna need them tongues to pray you through. You're gonna need them tongues to get you off of earth. Glory to God. You're gonna need them tongues when you need to repent, honey. You need to wash yourself and make yourself clean. You're gonna need them edification of the Holy Ghost and fire and the Spirit of God in tongues. He'll make you brand new. He'll take cursing out of your mouth. Why you curse? Because you need a new tongue. Why you lie? Because you need a new tongue. Glory to you. Why you backbite? Because you need a new tongue. Why are you a gossiper? Because you need a new tongue. Seal of a whole shire. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All this little hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I think I got the Holy Ghost. I don't know what it is. I got the Holy Spirit. I don't know what it is today. Glory to God. We don't do all that. Glory to God. Maybe that's why you're falling back into sin. That's why you probably don't know if you're saved or not saved. Somebody ought to give God a praise. I told you, I done with the message. Glory to God. Why the devil tried to stop me before I get here. Amen. And after I got here, glory to God. But when God put it in your mouth, you're the only way you're going to help people to be saved. You can't help a drunk out there on the street. You can't help a drug addict out there on the street. You're going to have to give them something real. Yes. Talking about being baptized. We baptized 40 people. Do they have the Holy Ghost? Uh-huh. They just went down in water, come up wet.
Come on.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Baptism alone won't save you, honey. You must be born again. You must speak in tongues. You must have the spirit. Why do I have to speak in tongues? Because you need that spirit to guide you. You can't live a holy life without the Spirit of God. Neither can I. I would have been back smoking cigarettes, back doing whatever I did if I didn't have the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I'm a changed woman. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. The Lord said he's going to turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. God going to send a spirit of revival to revive his people. Amen. They fled on their face, so to speak. They crawling. Almost, they don't have a motivation to serve the Lord because the churches have become so defiled. You can't see the glory to God, the people in the world. You can't tell the people in the world from the people in the church of what they do. Glory to God. You don't know if it's so bad nowadays. You don't know if people got a half pint in their pocket sitting up in the church. I'm a preacher. Oh, yes, I'm a preacher. You don't know if they got a gun in the back of their pocket. They sure got them in the car. You don't know if they bought them in the church. No respect for the house of God. Right. Glory to God. Glory to eye for eye and two for two. You shoot me, I'm going to shoot you back. I ain't got no Holy Ghost. I got holes in my ghost. Somebody ought to give God a praise. I got holes in my ghost that just won't work. Glory to God. Somebody ought to give God a praise. They won't let no preacher, amen, come and tell them like that. Because see, you're going to mess up. You're going to mess up. When you first open your mouth, you're going to mess up because you're going to hit something up in the front. And it's going to go all the way to the back. You're going to hit them up in the front because they're doing stuff.
Right.
Somebody ought to give God a praise. But I tell you, if you stand in the way of sinners and sit in the front, if you stand in the way, stand in the way of sinners and sit in the, amen, the seat of the scornful, God going to get you.
Uh-huh.
I ain't talking about people now. I'm talking about people that are saved. Being a hindrance in the house of God. Busybody. All that kind of mess. See, I'm not heavy connected with nobody where I'm scared to say nothing. God give it to me, I'll say it. Glory to God. I'd rather be what God would have tell me to do, amen, than not do my assignment. Are you going to be afraid to do what God has called you to do? Are you afraid or ashamed to live holy around the people you around? Are you for real in the church as well as you are in the world? Glory to God. Where do you stand at with the Lord? Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Come on, give God a praise. Come on, give God a praise. Glory to God. The word will keep you clean. If the word is preached and it's not coming from a defiled vessel, it will flow and it will keep you clean. You will remember what you heard. And when you're ready to do something wrong, you say, oh, no, I'm not supposed to do that. That word will come alive. But if it's filthy from the front to the back, glory to God, you're going to get stuck in the mud like in quicksand. A lot of these places like in quicksand. We need real men and real women of God to raise up in this hour that Callie that kept us make it on in. Our fathers have gone on home. We got people, Moses, all them, they already gone to be with the Lord. We need God to raise up, and God's got them, and he just have not exposed them all yet to bring us on in here. He don't want you to revert back to where your life, where you came from. He don't want you to revert. You will revert back without the word. You must have the word. You must live the word. You must obey the word. If you're going to revert, you cannot talk about the word and not do the word. You will revert. I would have reverted a long time ago if I wasn't trying to do what God would have me to do. You can't talk about this thing and have it. You got to live it. It has to be in you. You have to be in it. And glory to God, sometimes that calls for a separation. That means you got to separate from some things. even to the point with your own loved ones. You got to separate, amen. If they don't want to go, you got to make a remind, I want to be saved. As for me and my house and my temple, my body's a temple of the whole God, I'm going to serve the Lord. If y'all want to go to hell and be lost, I don't want y'all to, but that's y'all better. I want to serve the Lord. When we leave here, you can't take nobody with you. I said you can't take nobody with you. Somebody give God a praise. My parents are dead and gone. They've been gone for a long time. They couldn't take me with them. I can't take them. We're not together anymore. Glory to God. And when you go to heaven, we get to heaven. The Bible said, you read that. The Bible said we're going to be as angels. All this, I can't live without you. I got to have you and all this kind of stuff. You're not going to take nobody with you. You can be have an anniversary for 100 years and be with somebody. You get into heaven, you're going to be as an angel, honey. That's not going to be your husband and your wife. You may see them and look familiar to you. You feel something, but it's not going to be like, that's my husband and wife. So you better make it count down here. You better make it work down here. You better live your best thing down here. Somebody said, well, you got scripture. Yes, scripture say that we're going to be like the angels. People think, oh, this I just can't do without him. Can't do without her. I'm going to kill myself after him. Oh, you crazy. You're just going to go. You're not going to heaven. You're going to go to hell. You kill yourself. Uh-huh. Don't do it. Don't do it. Glory to God. The Lord said, we're going to be as the angels. What's the lady in the Bible say? The disciples in the Bible, they was asking the Lord, this woman have committed all these sins. She had all these husbands. Who husband is she going to be? He said, neither one of them. No, but not going to be nobody's husband. We're going to be just like angels. So what did they tell you? We are going to be like angels. But you're going to be happier than what you are down here. There's no comparison for what you'll be up there down here. So don't act a fool while you're down here. Get it right. Make your calling and election sure. Somebody, I can't do without. I got to have this person. I got to have that person. Honey, you better seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Glory to God. Seek the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, I'll add these other things to you. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. It's time to preach the word. It's time to, not time to play church. It's time to have church. The church is us. We are the church. Glory to God. We're not the world. We are the church. Hallelujah. We got to learn. Glory to God. To tell it like it is and encourage one another. Encourage one another while you can. You want, what have you did for the Lord? What are you doing for the Lord? Don't you want, some type of reward? If I could just barely get in the door. Well, I think you ought to strive for greater than that. Because when you say, if I just barely get in, that means you might not make it in. Uh-huh. You ain't going to say, I want rewards. I want rewards while I'm up there. Well, if he said, I'm going to give rewards. The Lord said he's going to give rewards. So why would he give rewards if nobody's going to get one? Get a reward. Amen. Help somebody be saved. Help somebody along the way. You don't have to be behind a pulpit. You help people all kind of ways. But don't get it twisted. Don't let them mess you up. Amen. Somebody have to give God a praise. I think I'm about done. I told you, I ended the message a long time ago. So, amen. Sometimes you have to go the way you feel to go. Glory to God. But follow peace with all men. Let peace be your guide. Be peaceful yourself. You can't be peaceful. Follow peace with people if you're not peaceful yourself. You got to be holy. You got to be right. As he's the one, the Prince of Peace. God is the Prince of Peace. And he said, I'll keep them in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed upon me? God is your peace. If you don't have God, you have no peace. And I'm going to tell you, you can have God, but if you don't utilize that peace, you'll feel like you don't have none. Amen. You got to, amen. When you don't feel peace, you got to say, Lord, come over me with your presence. I need your peace. I'm disturbed, Lord. I'm depressed. I'm worried. I'm really going through, God. I need your peace. Heart of a whole shire. The internet won't give you peace. People that you talk to, they won't give you peace. A lot of people nowadays, they're so distracted. They got so much going on, they can't help you. They can't help you. They may want to help, but they can't help you. Amen. They got a lot going on themselves. But if you look to the hills, from whence cometh all your help? your help come from the Lord, amen, he will let peace settle upon you. And peace is so good. It's such a blessing to have peace. You can lay down and sleep with peace. You can sit up with peace. You can be alone with peace. As long as you have that contentment. The Bible says godliness with contentment is a great gain. And when you see yourself in that peace and you feel yourself in that peace, you want to stay there. Somebody said, well, if I could stay in the church all day, I would be saved. You can be saved if you don't stay in the church all day. If you really got what you need to, what you can say. You don't have to go to church 7 days a week. You know, back in the day, we had a lot of services. And I loved them and everything too, especially when I first got saved. Because when you first get saved, you feel like I need to stay in the church to be saved. You feel like I just that'll keep me out of trouble. But no, it's got to become real in you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're done. Amen.